America, Switzerland, please.
Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I've listened to the discussion on collective rights with interest. As far as we are concerned, when it comes to human rights, the subject of the rights, the holder of the rights, is the individual. And in the context of this declaration, the right holder is the individual peasant or the individual person working in rural areas. Having said that, it is clear that there are human rights which have a collective dimension that's recognized. It's equally recognized that you can assert certain rights collectively. I do still think, however, that each time we need to make a distinction between the right holder, that is the individual, and the way in which that right is asserted, which may be collective depending upon circumstances. You have to be careful when you're talking about community so that that doesn't lead to encroachment on the rights of the individual. In a nutshell, for Switzerland, everything depends on how you refer to the collective aspect in the declaration. Wording which refers to collective rights as such may be difficult for my delegation to accept, but recognizing the collective dimension of certain rights is something that would not pose any problem to Switzerland. So we need to look at each reference to collective rights in the text. In the current version of the draft declaration, it seems to us that the reference to the group or the community or the collective are to recognize the collective dimension of certain rights, so as to encourage the collective participation of communities, for example, in the decision-making process. Look at Article 16, for example, which talks about the right to individual or collective use of traditional methods of agriculture. That wording is perfectly acceptable to the delegation of Switzerland. However, there are a couple of articles, two or three, where we appear to be talking about collective rights in a different way. For example, in Article 17, that says that peasants and other people living in rural areas have the right to land individually and collectively. There, my delegation is convinced that we could come up with wording that is acceptable for ourselves and for other countries, if we refer to the circumstances, for example, or we acknowledge that some countries have accepted the collective nature of the right to land. We could say individually or collectively. That would be better for us than individually and collectively. What I'm trying to say is that with a little bit of flexibility shown by all sides, this should not be an insurmountable obstacle to a successful outcome to these negotiations. Thank you.